From the beautiful fairgrounds in Chatham, New York, welcome to the Columbia County Fair On The Air. I'm your host, Jim Calvin, and we explore the people, the attractions, and the traditions that make the Columbia County Fair so special. This episode is sponsored by Madsen Overhead Doors, and I'm really pleased to have my guest today, Eric Barnes, the fair manager. Eric, how are you?
Good morning, Jim.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Good. Tell us about the new deal on ride passes.
We are very excited this year to enter in this new venture between the Columbia County Fair and Amusements of America. The Vivona family and Amusements of America have been longstanding friends of our fair. And over the winter, when we discussed and entered in a new contract with Amusements of America, they were pleased to work with us, use new technology. And this year, we're proud and happy to announce that we're going to be having a pre-sale all-day ride pass. It's a $25 deal. It's maintaining last year's pricing from 2024. It's a $5 discount off the all-day ride pass for families and kids to enjoy.
So you don't have to line up at these booths to get the ride passes, right?
No. We're using new technology similar to what we use for our admission tickets. People can go online, use our website, our Facebook page. They can go to Amusements of America Facebook or website. They can purchase this digital online all-day ride pass. They get a coupon. It comes with a QR code or a barcode. And when they come to the fair, they go to the ticket center located near the Ferris wheel on the north end of the grounds. Mm-hmm. They scan this barcode in the magic money machine that they have located there. It spits out this wristband and they wear it all day, and they get the ride for, you know, $5 cheaper than if you were to buy it at the gate.
And the ride pass is good for any day?
Any day. You could buy it now. It'll work Wednesday. It'll work Sunday. It's good for one day. This right. All-day ride pass good for one day. But you can buy it now, give it for a gift, a birthday gift, a early Christmas present.
What other new things are going on this year at the fair?
So what's special about our fair is we try and maintain some of those events and things that happen at the fair every year. That's what keeps bringing our guests back. But we always sprinkle in a flavor, you know, a few new things. Mm-hmm. We keep the old flair and a few new items. And, you know, this year we're bringing a what some may call an older music artist, but it's new to us. Neil McCoy is coming this year, okay. Great entertainer. So that's, you know, new to us this year. We sprinkled in some new, smaller entertainment. We always mix up our entertainment on our Northgate stage. This year we have Smiling Pete, Corey J, and Magic Ben that mix it up and have fun with the crowd. They magic shows and hypnotist shows. So some of those are new this year. Another new thing, a lot of the new stuff that we do at the fair isn't always so evident to the public. A lot of this stuff goes on behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. This year we, again, improved on our technology side. We've been entering into agreements with new technology companies or software programs, things to make the fair run smoother. And the public may not see it on its surface, but it's going to make their experience here more enjoyable.
Right.
So one of the big things that's new this year is we changed our exhibitor program from an older legacy program to this new program called ShowWorks. And ShowWorks is more of an online-based program. It's going to make the experience for our 4-H kids, our farmers, our exhibitors, it's more efficient, and it's going to make it easier. And then in return, it makes the process more efficient here for the workers. And hopefully, it keeps the cost of operating our fair down.
Mm-hmm.
So those are some things. And then on the surface, the front end, for the patrons, another new thing that we're doing this year is we've convinced all of our vendors, our food vendors, to offer a family meal deal. So this kind of goes along with our theme that we're trying to save families money mm-hmm. and make the experience better. So with the pre-sale ride pass, we also spoke with all of our food vendors, and we're trying to convince all of our food vendors to offer a family meal deal. something a little more affordable for all the families when they come to the fair.
Sounds like a great idea. Eric, you're in the first full year of your term, your employment as fair manager. How's it going so far?
It's going. It's a lot. This is a new business for me. I took over in March of 2024, so I made it through last summer, through last year's fair, getting my legs underneath me. And now, after one full year here, I'm going into my second fair. And we're getting settled in. Following longtime fair manager Angelo Nero and then Mike Mickle, it wasn't easy. They're not an easy act to follow.
Sure.
They did great job. So we're doing our best. We're working on some projects. We're making some improvements. It's a new set of eyes to the operation. And our goal is to make things more efficient and kind of bring technology into the 184-year business that we have here.
Before you became the fair manager, you were on the fair board for quite a number of years.
I was. So I joined the fair board in 2010. So I've been on the board now for 15 years. Mm-hmm. And worked in different facets of the fair, helping out, first starting out as a volunteer, then on the board. For many years, following longtime Sheriff Proper, I took over as the director in charge of safety and security and ran that operation for the fair for many years before taking over as manager.
Mm-hmm. How did you get so attached to this fair in the first place?
Getting attached to the fair started long before this fair. As a kid, I remember working at a fair. And then when I lived in Dutchess County, I became involved in the Dutchess County Fair. I volunteered there and worked some part-time mm-hmm. jobs at the Dutchess County Fair before even being employed with the state. So I worked at the Dutchess County Fair, and then when I was hired by the state police as a trooper, I started working fairs as a trooper in that business and just always had a love for the fair. I loved working them. I loved being around people, seeing the smiles on kids' faces. And that's where my affection for fairs, really started.
Tell us a special memory of being at the fair as a kid.
Yeah, so as a kid, most kids might say a ride or showing an animal. Actually, my love for the fairs started as a young child. My parents, my grandparents, my family, it actually involved with the local fire department where I lived and grew up. Our fire department had a pretzel booth for many years. We made and served soft, hot pretzels and ice cream. And as a kid, I remember working with my parents and my grandparents many long days at the Fonda Fair. That's where my love for fair started. Mm-hmm. And what was special was it was a full week of spending time with family. And although we were at the fair working, we were all together. And those are the memories I go back to.
Eric, we're going to take a break now. We'll come back with Eric Barnes, fair manager, in just a moment. Madsen Overhead Doors, a fourth-generation business, looks forward to seeing you at the Columbia County Fair. For 70 years, we've been your trusted experts in garage door installation, repair, and maintenance for residential and commercial properties. Explore the finest overhead doors and electric operators at our showroom in Spencertown, New York. High quality, affordable products, expert installation. 518-392-3883. MadsenOverheadDoors.com. We're back with Eric Barnes, the manager of the Columbia County Fair. Eric, before you became manager of the fair, you were in the law enforcement field, correct?
Yes. So, 2002, I was hired by the state police and worked 22 years for the state police all over from Albany to New York City, and worked my way up through, as a road trooper for the state police, became an investigator, and ultimately, my final 7 years, I was the senior investigator for the Bureau of Criminal Investigations for the state police. Had a lot of experiences, traveled around, met a lot of people, had the opportunity to work at a lot of large events like fairs and different things.
Are there any parallels between law enforcement and managing a county fair?
Yes. a lot of similarities and a lot of differences. This job is by far a lot less stressful, for sure. But I would say, you know, 22 years work for the state police, managing people, working with the public, working with large events, planning for all the unknowns, and learning how to deal with stressful situations helped prepare me for a job like, you know, managing the fairgrounds, the whole operation, and the large amount of public, the large crowd that comes to the fair. Those would be the parallels, is dealing with people and stress and, you know, the unknowns that pop up.
As the fair manager, how do you measure the success of a fair like this?
Some people might say an operation like this might be measured by the bottom line, money, right? A lot of people believe that money drives everything. Now, of course, you know, we need to make money to stay alive, but I don't. I didn't come into this job with the understanding that what made this a success was the bottom line or making more money. I truly believe the success of a fair is measured by smiles. It's not money, it's the people. It's returning customers. If we hold a fair this year and we can get 80 to 90% of those people to come back next year, to me, that's a success. Walking around the fair during the 6 days of the fair over Labor Day and seeing the kids just letting go of all those stresses and worries and having fun and hanging out with their friends, showing animals, doing things that they love, that 6 day event we can hold every year that, you know, brings families together, that's where I measure success.
Well, based on that criteria for measuring success, how would you rate last year's Columbia County Fair?
So I don't think there's any question, and I believe in, after conversations with the board and our superintendents for each division of our fair, last year's fair was top five at least. Now, it's always hard to say what fair was the best, depending on who's looking at it from what angle. Yeah. Top five for sure. We had, you know, top two or three in weather. We had six great days of sunshine. We had record crowds. It was our largest crowd ever. When you can bring that many people in, get that kind of weather, and have the events that we had, you're going to have a successful fair. And we fully expect that this year's fair, with what we have planned, as long as the weather cooperates, we're going to have another banner year.
Well, I wish you every success. Please remind us, Eric, what are the dates of this year's Columbia County Fair?
So the Columbia County Fair always runs over Labor Day. It's a six-day fair. This year is August 27th through September 1st.
Thanks for being our guest today, Eric. We appreciate it. And thanks to our sponsor, Madsen Overhead Doors. And thanks to you, our listeners and fairgoers, for tuning in. Columbia County Fair on the Air is a production of the Columbia County Agricultural Society. Our producer is Brian Lasso. Music, courtesy of the Jeff Calvin Band. Find more episodes of this podcast on our website, columbiafair.com, or on Facebook.